The 83-year-old was convicted in 2009 of two charges of honest services fraud and acquitted of five others. Prosecutors said he used his influence as a legislator to make money through undisclosed consulting on the side. An appeals court voided the convictions last year, citing a U.S. Supreme Court decision in another case that prosecutors must show direct bribes or kickbacks. U.S. District Judge Gary Sharp said in a decision released Wednesday that the new indictment does not subject Bruno to unconstitutional double jeopardy since his convictions were set aside. Trial is scheduled for February. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.